The elders thought it might be helpful to get word to the congregation in light of the unusual and uncertain circumstances surrounding the day and the decision to cancel public worship, not only this Sunday, but next Sunday. So I'm standing in our empty sanctuary, trying to picture all of your faces looking back at me. I've watched a number of my fellow ministers preach sermons to a camera and an empty sanctuary, and now I'm getting a taste of just how strange it is. I'm here by myself trying to speak to all of you. We decided to cancel worship this week and next week, along with all the church activities in the intervening period, and I wanted to give a brief word on why we decided to do that. It was a very difficult decision. The session deliberated on the matter for quite some time this past Friday evening. We tried to consider the question from as many angles as we could imagine. We considered it in light of local, state, and federal responses to the developing situation. We considered it in light of the limited information that we ourselves had on the virus and how it spreads, how quickly it spreads. We considered it in light of what we knew our fellow elders and ministers were doing in like-minded churches across the United States. But above all, we considered it in light of our specific congregation, because that's whom God has entrusted to us as elders. He's called us as shepherds, not just of sheep in the abstract, not just of people in the abstract, but your shepherds. He's called us to care for you particularly. And so when we considered that a significant portion of our congregation is made up of members and families who fall into that high vulnerability group, it was that above everything else that led us to cancel. We didn't cancel out of fear. We canceled out of love. But we also canceled with a full knowledge and understanding that all decisions made by imperfect men are potentially and in all likelihood imperfect. But it was a decision that we made not out of fear or unfaithfulness, but rather out of love and a desire to care well for this particular church. We knew the decision was not ideal, mainly because God has called us to public worship. He's given us this great gift of public worship to gather, not just as families, but as the household of God, and to receive the blessings that He Himself has promised to us when we heed His word. And so this profound gift is not something we would ever set aside lightly. I hope you know that. But it may be that these unique circumstances demand that we think creatively and carefully about how we can minister to the household of faith during the spread of an infectious disease. So this coming week will likely give a better understanding to everyone of just what the nature of the situation really is, And so we will continue as the elders to evaluate and to reevaluate how we can best care for one another during this time. We're working to figure out a way to provide the ministry of the word and some semblance of worship to take place next Sunday, whether it's through streaming a video or some type of call-in service like Zoom. We're going to figure something out along those lines and be in touch with everyone. Our deacons and our elders are also working to make sure that everyone knows that we're here to serve and to care for one another. And this also means care in practical matters. So if daily life does end up getting shut down for an extended period of time, it is inevitable that needs will arise. And I want everyone to know that no one in the household of faith faces this situation alone. And so we'll be in contact with everyone, and I want to encourage everyone to please make their needs known as we reach out. Don't hesitate to make those needs known. This is part of the blessing of being a part of God's household, that we bear one another's burdens, not only in times of difficulty, but indeed in all seasons. And so last, I want to encourage everyone, as it's possible that you may find yourself with extra time on your hands, as I'm sure you did today, I want to encourage you all to seek the Lord in prayer. Pray for each other, pray for your neighbors, pray for our country, pray for the situation the world over. Seek the Lord's mercy. Seek the Lord's kindness, that the situation may be brought to an end swiftly with as little damage done as possible. And pray that in God's mercy, even this time of uncertainty might serve his ultimate purpose, namely to glorify his Son, that the gospel might come to those who perhaps for the first time feel themselves to be vulnerable and helpless, and thus a little bit nearer the posture of humility, which can receive the gospel of grace.